If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
People have a hunger for God, but the invisible God is too much to handle. So they create visible idols, like the Israelites' golden calf, or the material things of our lives. They put this world before God.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friends, Christmas is for our family an extraordinarily joyous time and filled with lots of activity and energy. It is so, first of all, because we just absolutely love celebrating the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, as the incarnate Son of God. But that leads us to all the celebrations with family and friends far and wide, sometimes even across the country. We love to have our house decorated with lights inside and out, reminding us that Jesus is the light that came into the darkness. Then there are the wreaths and Christmas trees, all kinds of evergreen, reminding us once again that Jesus is the life everlasting, life to all who receive him. And then we love having nativity sets, small and large, inside and out, reminding us of the amazing scene 2,000 years ago when the pre-existing eternal God, the Son, took on human flesh, not as conquering king, but as a poor little baby born in a stable and laid in a feeding trough. What a terrific scene. And when, after erecting our front yard nativity scene, I took a picture of it in our front yard, the light in front of it caused its shadow of the stable to be etched on the front of our house. It was as if Jesus were asking once again, will you make room in your home for me? Well, today on Wings of the Morning, we are going to look again at that question. But now, Matt Maher sings, O Come, Emmanuel.
Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who wardest all things mine. The paths of knowledge show, and teach us in a ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel, shall come to thee. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for I shall come to thee, O Israel.
In the Gospel of Matthew, in the Bible, chapter 1, Matthew, the former tax collector, says this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. I know that our scripture today was a little longer, but all of it was needed to get the whole point across. Of course, the issue here was Joseph. Mary had already been confronted by the angel Gabriel, and the Holy Spirit had already created the child in her, but Joseph was not privy to any of that. Like all of us, Joseph was dealing with what he could see, touch, hear, what was physically present. There was nothing wrong with his perspective. It was, however, limited to this physical world. All humanity deals with these things, and some would say that that's all we have. In fact, that is one of the great problems of humanity, that we want to limit our perspective to what we can touch and see, to what we can physically deal with. And in doing so, we cut God and his working out of the picture. People have a hunger for God, but the invisible God is too much to handle. So they create visible idols like the Israelites' golden calf or the material things in our own lives. They put and we put this world before God. But Joseph, while dealing with all he knew up to that point, and what he knew was that Mary was pregnant and it wasn't his child, yet he did not close off his perspective to just the physical, the material, the earthly. First of all, because of his relationship with God, it says he was righteous, not self-righteous and self-protective, because he could have rightly drug her before the court of elders, and you know what would have happened there, but righteous, like God, wanting the best for Mary and her child. To divorce her quietly would not have left him unscathed, but would have saved her and followed God's law. But secondly, because of his relationship with God, God could speak to him. And that's exactly what happened. That's what he did through his messenger, the angel. Because of his relationship with God, he could discern that this was God speaking to him in this dream, and not some undercooked morsel of meat giving him indigestion, as Scrooge said. So he was not only full of godly integrity, but also godly discernment. But thirdly, He was full of godly character and courage, well beyond this earthly life. His perspective was eternal. Once he heard from God, it is no longer mattered what others might think or do. He loved God and he loved Mary. And because of all that, he would love, provide for, protect, and nurture the child she was carrying. He would be a father to him, giving that child the name that God commanded, Jesus. So the account ends saying that Joseph did what the Lord commanded. And he took Mary home. He took Mary home as his wife, and he made room in his home for Jesus to be his adopted son. How about you? Have you made room in your home, your life, for Jesus, or are you still excluding him because, well, there's no such things as miracles, a virgin birth, or even God? Open up your eyes. Open up your heart. Let Jesus come in today. Why don't you do this? Why don't you pray with me and open up your heart? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry that I've ignored you. Please forgive me. Come into my life right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.